The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, and that is the true Word of God on today's broadcast, and also on every one of these daily Word of Prophecy broadcasts, striving to turn the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ that is Laodicean and backslidden back to the guideposts and beacons, found in God's Word, which is our Holy Bible, and that is back to obedience to God's commandments. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse, and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming Church of our Lord and to our misguided society. And I pray today that God will give you ears to hear what the Lord has sent in this message by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue today on the message, The Coming of Our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Return of Christ, beginning with a scripture found in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Well, I want to get on the signs of the coming of the Lord and bring about the revelations from the Word of God, the prophetic scriptures, and Holy Ghost revelations here concerning the return of Jesus. And friends, all the prophecies of the prophetic scriptures have not been fulfilled that are related to the return of our blessed Lord. Now, all of this foolish talk about Jesus could come tonight and he could have come last night, that's a bunch of foolishness. And I hear people a-shouting, a-hooping, a-hollering, and carrying on when Jesus said, I'm coming in a time when you think not. One of the greatest signs of the return of our Lord is that the church is not ready. And friends, the church is going out into the tribulation and into a rising persecution from the Antichrist. And by the way, that's exactly why the Antichrist is coming, is to purge the church and to make it purified and white, without spot and without blemish. And Jesus gave us the first indication of this in Matthew 24, verses 8 through 10. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows, what we're seeing today. That is wars and rumors of wars, commotions, revolution everywhere, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. All these are the beginning of sorrows. They're just the beginning. Then they'll deliver you, Christians, up to be delivered or to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you'll be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another in this rising darkness of the gathering storm that is arising upon the saints of God. The Lord's going to try all this professed faith that people have, and their professed love, and their professed gifts, and their professed experiences, and all that we hear so much testimony and crying about today. We hear the cry, there's revival in the land. There is no revival in the land.
But I'll tell you, there is going to be a revival in the coming darkness that's arising. And for the first several years of the rising tribulation period, there's going to be a time of revival as the night begins to gather into a darkness that is absolutely impenetrable. But while there's a semi-darkness, the Holy Ghost, through persecution, will do the most mighty work of evangelism that's ever been done. And of course, you read about that in Revelation, the 14th chapter, beginning in verse 14, where the apostle said, I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe, and he that sat on the cloud, that was Jesus, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And this is right in the midst of the rising tribulation period that is coming upon this world. Well, it's coming for a purpose. The Bible tells us here that we're jewels, that Jesus is coming for jewels. But I'll tell you, we're not paste pearls. If we're real saints of God, the Lord is not coming for paste pearls. He said in Malachi 3, the scripture I used, he said, when I come, I'll make up my jewels. Now, I want to tell you something, beloved. A thief will come in the night. And that's what the Bible predicts about the return of Jesus Christ, that he'll come as a thief in the night. When the Lord is warning the Christians in the New Testament over in the book of Revelation, those three great churches that Jesus warns in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, he warns that dead church in Sardis. He said, Behold, I will come upon thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. And I'll tell you, a thief comes in the night, and he always looks for jewels, and Jesus is coming in the darkness that is arising to look for the jewels of this earth and not peace pearls that can endure the fiery trials that will come to purge the church, to try our faith and our love, that he'll have a church without spot or blemish. Praise God, he's coming for a church that is without any spot or any blemish. Now, the Bible's predicted about the tribulation in Isaiah 26 and verse 9. The prophet said, Lord, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. See, the world is going to learn righteousness when God's judgments are in the earth. That's not talking about his wrath. Now, the Lord has a place for his saints when the wrath of God begins to be poured out, and you'll find it vividly revealed in Revelation 16 and 1 that the seven angels that had the seven vials full of the wrath of God never poured out the vials of God's wrath until the very end of the great tribulation period. And that's revealed in Revelation 16. The first part of the tribulation period is judgment and chastening upon the church that results in the church being purified, the jewels being made evident that will be pure and reflect the glory and image of Jesus Christ as jewels. And friend, a jewel and gold and pearls and all of those things only is made purer and are made more precious and clearer by fire. See, fire does not destroy a real jewel, a real gem, or gold or silver. And we're going in the fire and we're going to come out and reflect the real glory and image of Jesus Christ. Now he says again in Isaiah 26 and verse 15, or 16 rather, Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them, and the Antichrist is coming to chasten the church of Jesus Christ. And all this talk about it's just for Israel. Read Zechariah the 12th and 13th chapter, and you'll find out that Israel is not converted until the literal return of Jesus Christ on the white horse, and they see the wounds in his hands and in his feet. Praise God. Let me tell you, we've gotten the cart in front of the horse. We're listening to a bunch of scripture twisting and soothsaying preachers that don't want to talk about these terrible things and warn the church upon this great chastening and judgment that is coming. Now in Isaiah 26, the last two verses, that's speaking about the great tribulation, the Bible gives us this comfort here in verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Now see, this is for the day of God's wrath that's revealed in Revelation, the 16th chapter. Shut thy doors about thee into thy chambers. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. That's the wrath of God. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. My, the darkness is going to get thick. Jesus said in John the 4th chapter and verse 5, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. Well, I have people ask me, well, Brother Pringle, you say we're going out into the tribulation and darkness. How can we work for the Lord in this darkness? Well, in the semi-darkness and then the persecution, we'll begin to do the greater works of Jesus Christ, for the Lord is going to purge us. And you know how it's going to happen? Through persecution. And we're going to start fasting and praying, and God's anointing and his mighty gifts are going to be upon us. And in that semi-darkness, we're going to be witnesses and lights in the soul of this earth like the church has never been since the day of Pentecost recorded in the book of Acts. But see, Jesus said, the night cometh when no man can work. That means when the time of God's wrath has come, when the darkness is so thick you can cut it almost with a knife, then we're going to be in a place where God has prepared for us. God will deliver us before his day of wrath. All right. Now, in the darkness, we're going to shine. We won't have to work. Praise God. Let me tell you, the church is out here working and failing. But in this great gathering storm and tribulation and the pressure the Antichrist and his kingdom will put upon the saints of God, we're just going to shine. Thank the Lord for that revelation in Isaiah 61 and 2. God says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Now this is to the church. See, Israel is not a light in the world here in this end time, and they'll not return to the Lord and be reconciled to Jesus Christ until his return at the Battle of Armageddon when he sets up his kingdom. Then they'll see those wounds in his hand and in his side and in his feet, and they'll say, where did you get those wounds? And he'll say, into the house of my friends. And that's revealed in Zechariah the 13th chapter and beginning in verse 1. And listen to what it says. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. And also the Bible says in verse 10 of chapter 12 of Zechariah, in that day I'll pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. That's the day of the reconciliation of Israel to Christ. But friends, the tribulation is for the church of Jesus Christ to purge them and to make them jewels that will reflect the glory and image of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, grip every heart and soul in this message to turn them to the Word of God, to the true prophetic revelation in Scriptures. Open their eyes and ears and understanding to hear and see the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. We have these messages on tape recording, on cassettes that we like to mail to you that will stand with us with an offering toward the support of this ministry. This is a work of faith. And friend, we need your faithful support to get this message across to America quickly before the darkness descends and we cannot do anything. I hope you'll stand with us with your faithful support. If you're not receiving our monthly magazine, we'll mail it to you without cost or obligation monthly with all of these revelations, with this message on when will Jesus come and 40 signs that he'll come in our generation. If you'll write me today or this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts in this message now until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.